Hey, podcast listeners, welcome to the all-new All Work No Play. Quick reminder, we are now a video show. A vlog? On-camera? Program? You know what I mean. It's got pictures and stuff. So you might miss some visual gags on this audio podcast. If you want to see the show live with your eyeballs, check it out every Friday night at 7 p.m. Pacific on twitch.tv/Critical Role. And if you subscribe, you can watch all our original content any old time and get plenty of other digital goodies. Or you can keep feasting your ears on this here audio podcast, which you are currently doing. So let's go with that then. Roll the podcast.
On today's episode of All Work, No Play.
And you've just won the battle.
This is called the medieval twerk.
That and more on
All Work, No Play.
Hi, Liam O'Brien.
Oh, hi, Sam Riegel.
Welcome to All Work, No Play.
Oh my gosh, what is happening right now?
I don't know, we're talking to cameras.
Okay, there's one over there.
There's one there.
One there.
There's this one.
What does that one on the stick do?
I don't know.
Do I move with the stick?
You do. You have to move back and forth.
You need to fool it. This is like my Suzuki training and I'm like, yoo-hoo.
We have a show now, Liam.
What's it about?
You might not remember this, but I'll tell you, and if the audience wants to listen as well, okay. They can. But okay. We used to have a podcast many years ago called All Work, No Play.
Mm-hmm.
And it was more of an excuse for us to hang out together and spend time together.
Right.
And call it work, but it wasn't. It was a podcast.
This is ringing a bell. It's ringing a bell.
But now we do the same thing.
Yeah.
But there's cameras.
Some things have changed since that time.
Okay.
Some things have not. We're clearly no longer in your sweaty shoebox at your house.
My home studio where
right.
We recorded. Yeah.
We're fully clothed, whereas often we would be in like gym shorts with our dad legs like mingling together because the space is so small.
I will admit freely to you that I kind of am already missing that sensation.
I am.
I associate sweaty nuts with hanging out with you.
Just
and,
in general.
It just feels too clean.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Your bare sallow knee is like my Linus blanket.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But that's one difference. We're not in a smelly booth. We're in this lovely studio with lights and cameras.
We are all alone. That's not true. There's people all around us right now.
But we're going to pretend that they're not here judging us.
Uh-huh.
And what else has changed? We're a little older. We're a little wiser.
We're a little older. That is true. I think I'm less wise now.
From the lack of sleep?
I'm addled at all times. And that show that we created back during the Truman administration.
Mm-hmm. The first Truman administration.
The first Truman.
Sure.
Was about us coming up with a reason to be together, and I feel like that didn't really succeed. Like the shows spaced out like 9 years between
episodes.
We spent
less and less time together just doing bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And we disappointed the fans.
Right.
There was protests in Malaysia.
We created fans and instantly disappointed them.
Yes, we did.
In the same breath.
And maybe we'll do that with this show too. Because we don't know. This might suck. It's probably already sucking.
I have planned it in my calendar for it to suck. And then if it doesn't,
okay,
pleasant surprise.
Good, 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 good. But we have some great things that we're going to be doing together on the show.
Yeah.
Some things that we've already done on the show, for the show.
Yeah, I am wearing a knee brace on my knee right now as a result of some of the things we've done on the
show. Can you show the audience?
Well, it's under my pant leg.
I can see a bulge.
See, that's not my knee. There's a little oval there. Anyway, we don't need to dwell on that.
No.
But
what you were saying to me right before we started rolling was, it's a pretty good trick that we've played on the world.
Oh, yeah. Because we're doing right now what we tried to do with a podcast, which is to like force ourselves to hang out, which we kind of did to somewhat, we had a little success, but now we're actually on the clock. This is our job. We got driven to places to do the dumbest shit that I have ever done.
Mm-hmm.
And it's our job.
Yeah. It's our job to be friends now.
Yep. Honey, where are you going today? I'm going to go swing a stick at my friend or throw flames into the air. Yeah.
We'll see how that works out.
Life doesn't make any sense. to me because several years ago, I've lost track at this point. It's been a number of years.
When our podcast started?
Yeah, the podcast randomly caused the D&D one-shot game to launch 1,000 ships.
Yeah, was it? I think it was episode 3 of our audio podcast, right?
Yeah,
where we played Dungeons and the Dragons.
We talked about it in 2. You described Scanlan Shorthalt in advance, not knowing what that meant. It meant a lot. And then 3, we came back raving like lunatics.
Because we had just salivating played all over each Dungeons other. Dungeons and Dragons. And that Dungeons and Dragons game became a regular thing,
which became
the Critical Role, and which has landed us here at this table together.
Right.
Which is Kismet. Which is, so basically, you know, all those motherfuckers better be thanking us because our stupid podcast is the reason that they have so many dice. Laura Bailey.
So Laura has 1,000,000 dice.
She does.
Travis Willingham played a Goliath giant. Mm-hmm. Marisha died as a goldfish, all because
of you and me.
I love you and you love me.
So far.
And baby makes 3.
Are you pregnant?
That's the, I don't want to talk about it on the show, but.
Until it's 3 months.
That's the last episode of this run of the show.
This run of the show?
Was that a thing that can be done?
Impregnating a man?
Yeah.
I feel like there's been a movie about it, but it was a fictional movie.
Am I just thinking of
It was an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. No, there was a different Arnold Schwarzenegger movie.
Yes.
Where he became pregnant.
Was
it Kindergarten Cop? No.
No, it was another stupid movie by our ex-governor. Forget it.
Commando.
That's the one.
Okay.
That's the one.
Why don't we just talk about us? What have you been up to? What did you do this morning?
This morning?
Yeah, this is our chance to hang out with each other and just shoot the shit, right?
Well, due to the nature of this wonderful show that has been gifted to us again in a cyclical fashion, I pulled my knee because I'm a father of 2.
Yeah.
And I have been limping around. I planned a birthday party for my son in a park here.
Anything fancy? Anything special?
He wants to geocache. So
he wants to geocache for a birthday.
Yeah, do you know anything about geocaching?
I kind of know a little about geocaching. It's like a treasure hunt you do in the woods.
It's everywhere. It is like another dimension just subtly under the surface of reality everywhere you go. There are things hidden on street corners and in parks all over the country.
Currently.
World.
Now,
currently, right
everywhere.
Now, you've stood next to a geocache, a hidden geocache, and didn't know it. And you can use either a GPS machine. I'm new.
GPS
sorry,
machine?
Geocaching community.
GPS machine?
No. I don't mean a phone. I mean an actual just straight up GPS positioning system.
Okay.
Not an
iPhone. Handheld thing.
Yeah. So that's how it started. But now you can have an app on your phone and it shows you can get driving directions to where
and
the area is.
And there's clues or it's just coordinates?
There are clues. There's some as simple as go to these coordinates and then there will be a hint and you just have like a 50-foot range area that you have to find stuff. Sometimes it's like there's one at Grauman's Chinese movie theater here in town where you got to solve a puzzle by it sends you to all different sidewalk chunks there with all the stars.
Okay.
Anyway, my son is obsessed. It's one of the like 4 things that my son is singularly obsessed with. And so we're doing
your son Hamlet.
That is right. My son Hamlet.
Can I ask this, not to insult you or Hamlet?
Hold on.
Oh, yeah. Cheers.
Mm.
L'chaim.
Cheers, dear.
To Hamlet.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. That sounds like a terrible birthday party because no, I love your son and I love you, but doesn't that send people scattered about in disparate directions?
No,
it's not a very social thing. Also, you can't pin the tail on anything. There's no hats to wear. There's no goodie bags. You're just in California. It's just a bunch of 10-year-olds running around in the hot, sweaty woods.
Well, Hamlet has reached that point. Where many of us, you know, you start off doing birthday parties with bounce houses. How many bounce houses have you stood next to in your life?
I was standing next to a bounce house yesterday at a kid's birthday party. It was a Wizard of Oz theme birthday party. They had a yellow brick road. They had a bunch of Dorothys.
Sure.
They didn't have any wizards. Mm-hmm. They didn't have any witches. And I thought that was wise because the kids were really young. But yes, I was at a bounce house yesterday.
Okay.
Dorothy bounce in it.
I've been in bounce houses when I was a fresh dad. My kids liked me to get in and chase them around in the bounce house and past that. And I'm past bounce houses. I'm past the big parties. You reach a point, Sam, you might not know this. My kids are a little older than yours, where it goes from being a big kids party to like three kids going to an event.
That's not.
It is a thing. You'll get there.
No, you can't crest
a hill.
Wow.
And all that bullshit will be. I mean, those great memories will be behind you. So it's just going to be Hamlet and three of Hamlet's friends. I guess that would be Horatio, Marcellus, and Bernardo.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
No, Rosencrantz and Guildenstern.
Oh, of course.
Sorry, I shamed myself there.
We'll edit around it.
Do we have room for editing on this show?
Nope.
Okay.
This weekend, I went to that kid's birthday party.
Okay.
The weirdest part of that birthday party was there was a A-list celebrity pop star at the birthday party.
That's particularly for you. That's every birthday party, right?
It's a lot. A lot of birthday parties have a celebrity, but this was a world-class, world-renowned pop artist hanging out at the birthday party with us.
Okay.
And the oddest part of that was, whoever set the playlist for the party accidentally put a lot of...
Loaded it heavy with...
This pop star's songs.
Oh, wow.
And so I had the awkward experience of shoveling birthday cake next to her while listening to her singing on the big on the big speakers and just kind of saying, like, do you want some?
It's a her.
Oh, shoot. It's a her.
So we've narrowed it down a bit. We'll get to the...
Now, you're not going to get this out of me, O'Brien.
Not to out her, but when this pop star...
It was Diana Ross.
Okay, when,
no, it wasn't.
When Diana heard her music, did she look awkwardly? Did she bob her head to her own music?
She hummed along. Well, let's get into the thing.
Let's talk about the fun.
We done. In the last, 6, 7, 12 episodes of our stupid podcast, we never actually did anything fun. And this time, on this show, right now, All Work, No Play, the vlog, we have actually gone out and done some fun together. And, Liam, it was fun.
It was a hell... I forget about my knee. It was a ton of fun.
Yes.
What else did we want to do at age 6 than to put on armor?
Yeah.
And pick up swords and swing them at our friends?
Yes. We went to a dude's house, and this dude's name was...
Ryan Forrest. Yep.
And learned the art and craft of sword fighting? Amazing. There was so many great elements to this. One great element that we should probably set up, I don't know how this show works,
right,
is we were joined by a great friend of ours.
Yeah. We brought, every time we do this, whatever the fuck this is, show...
Oh, Jesus.
We were going to bring a friend or two with us.
We'll need a sandbag for that. Thank you.
Yeah. This time we brought our friend Will Friedle.
Will Friedle. Mm-hmm. TV's Will Friedle. He was on a little show called Back to the Future. I don't know what he was on.
Boy Meets World. He was a young heartthrob on Boy Meets World.
I think we got there. We drove in our minivan, right?
Right, in our minivan.
Yes, that we definitely didn't rent for the day.
Right.
Ready to become legends?
Tried to do a cool entry, and Friedle couldn't get the minivan door open.
Yeah, classic Will. So we walked in, we came and met Brian and his assistant.
Sir Croak.
We're here to fucking fight.
Oh, are you? All right then. So you here, little squire boys, are going here to become knights?
Yes, sir.
You got warrior faces at least.
Sure.
Yeah.
Let's see them. We'll work on that. Right, if we're going to do this, let's be official. Please, introduce yourself.
I am Sir Sam of Silver Lake.
Sounds quite picturesque and overpriced. Next!
I am Sir Liam Neeson O'Brien of the House Taken. And I'm here to learn a particular set of skills.
How you doing?
I'm Will.
All right, well, good to meet you. Yeah, Harry.
Pleasure.
All right, so we're going to show you a bit of what you're going to learn.
Charming, handsome Brian is a man who looks like the poster boy for Renfair.
Mm-hmm.
He should be on the billboards around town for Renfair.
Yeah.
He is a fantasy nerd, but he has the gear and the skills to back it up.
Yeah, and, well, he taught us, he went through some basics.
Right, this is your handle?
Yeah.
This is your blade? This is your fort? This is your foible?
Fort, foible?
This is your point?
Point.
There will not be a test.
We learned some moves. I don't remember any of them except for the Breakfast Club, which was handled.
The Breakfast Club was this one.
Yep.
But there was also check your watch, and then reverse check your watch.
Open the door, maybe.
No. Open the door was this one. Check your watch, and then I don't know. Was there a name for this one?
I have blocked out all the specifics.
Okay, then there was Close the Door and Open the Door.
Right.
Breakfast Club, and then he also took us through some more advanced moves. Mm-hmm. The lunge.
Right.
Some different sort of advanced parries.
We were big fans. There was a duck. Yeah, we were all fans, Will included, of the, what was it called? The squat stab?
The squat stab.
Squat stab.
All right. Squat stab.
Oh! Yeah, pants ripped that time.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, they did. Something went. It might have been my underwear. We're good.
Taking a look.
Are you wearing underwear?
Of course.
Okay.
It's like taking an emergency pooper.
And then killing a
sword out at the same time, right?
Yeah. I was scared because these blades, they were dull, but they were heavy and they were made of real metal.
I was not scared, which is ironic because it's only ironic for one reason. I fucked my knee up.
I really loved watching you shine in an athletic setting because so far I haven't seen a lot of that, Liam.
See me shine in an athletic setting?
The only athletic setting I've ever seen you in was that time that I threw a football at you and you broke your finger. That was
you had to talk me into catching that football.
That was the first and last time I've ever seen you do sports stuff. Yes. So this was you being physical and being athletic and being awesome at it.
Okay.
I want to go slow because contrary to popular opinion, I do like you.
Okay.
All right, so.
You guys have a safe word.
It's the same one we always use, it's foliage.
Nice and slow.
Kill! Kick his ass, O'Brien!
All right, maybe I'll cut your leg.
It's so elegant and perfect.
Didn't work at all, he's still standing.
I've always liked you better, Fredo.
No.
Oh, no.
This is our time.
That's the Goonies.
The key is to interweave some nerdiness into it, and I'll get involved.
Okay, so, like, you'd be good at football if I told you it was based on Henry VIII?
I'm just going to let you. Henry VIII, sure.
I don't know.
I mean, I have run 13 and a half miles, so I don't feel
too
bad.
Okay, that's true. You're athletic. It's just the hand-eye coordination.
Coordination, period. Yeah. I have no coordination, which will come into play this season of All Work, No Play, no question.
Stay tuned.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Will for a second. How do you think he did?
I think he excelled, again, coasting on his fantasy infatuation.
I'm pretty much an expert now.
Duck! Pit! No! Oh, that's his heart! That's his actual heart! If that was Liam, he would be dead right now!
Oh, hi.
Pointing. No! Lunging.
I'm pointing and lunging.
Do you like how he, like...
Well, he certainly looked the part. Like, he looked like a chivalrous knight.
Yeah, he always has that sort of Errol Flynn beard action going on.
Mm-hmm. So, we and Will, we had a costume change, right?
Right. For the work that we did, we got knighted. And we put on
some... I feel like we did a good job. Nobody got stabbed. Nobody killed any of the instructors. We watched them politely as they showed us off some moves.
Right.
That earned us the rank of knight.
Do you now swear to uphold the rules of the Critical Role Kingdom? More or less. Moving forward, do you swear to always act nobly whenever you can remember to?
What was the question again?
And do you swear to always take the lessons you've learned here and not teach them to anybody else unless they pay you?
First rule, don't talk about nightclub.
Exactly.
Yes.
I actually kind of thought the ceremony was beautiful.
I knight you, Sir Pent, Sir Convent, Sir Vival. Arise and accept your weapon.
This is probably worth something.
So we were knighted like Peter O'Toole. We were knighted.
All three of us kind of looked like a hot dog condiment spread, right? Because I was mustard.
Like Ketchman mustard. I was the Black Knight, right? So what did I look like?
Were you just in black? I thought you had a little color, no?
A little color?
If only we had video of this.
We're all in our gear. We pull out our swords. We then started acting and bringing in all of our voice acting skills. We didn't know what we were doing, per se, but when you can sell it with...
I think when people see the footage, they will be totally impressed.
I think they'll be impressed. I think when they make the Braveheart sequel, we'll be called.
I'm
Maybe we just talk this one out.
I don't think so. Your 20s are never natural.
Kill him!
Any last words? My God, you're magnificent.
Aren't I, though?
No. Oh, Liam, no.
Remember the podcast.
No. No, he was too young. I mean, early 40s, but still. No. No, so much death. So much.
Oh, I just realized this show is like getting material for our reel. We could put these clips on our reel and send it to producers.
This is the saddest idea.
Yeah. Dear producer, look at me sword fighting.
I'm gonna
love Sam Riegel.
I'm gonna honor my younger self and put that on a VHS tape.
Yep.
So you, Liam.
Yeah.
Have already finished the glass of good wine.
Right. So I've asked for
bad,
basically
wine.
Any wine.
Sorry.
Shitty wine.
We'll blur it.
I'm going to love it.
You might.
I can't speak
we'll
for...
We'll have to blur this whole segment.
Yeah, but that'll be funny. I'm going to back it up while you open wine for your husband and get pseudo-serious, but not too serious, and talk about the fact that while we see each other... constantly now, like we're constantly working on things that involve this studio and our new channel. Hey,
subscribe today.
Most of the time, there's that pop we used to celebrate the pop of the court. Memories, darling. Most of the time we spend together now, you are not Sam and I'm not Liam. More recently, I play a stinky hobo wizard and you play a goblin lady.
I thought we were not supposed to. Talk about the stupid...
How do you avoid the fantasy elephant in the room? The Oliphant in the room?
the Timothy Oliphant in the room?
Just so. But, I mean, I love the frigging game that we play, but it's not like I am catching up with you on Thursday night.
Because we see each other... Well, yes, we see each other every week, but we don't
talk. I think of you as a little goblin woman when I sit at that table for that amount of time. But we don't spend a lot of time just you and me.
It's true.
That's rare, like birthdays.
We don't go to dinner together, hardly ever. We don't... Our kids are... different ages, and so they don't hang out.
We don't lunch. You are busy. I mean, we're both busy.
I'm a busy person.
You're a busy man.
I am.
Busy man.
I'm so busy.
You're not lunchable.
Nope. Are you drunk already?
I hope so. That's the point of the show.
We don't hang out for lunch or anything, and so this is it.
Mm-hmm.
So anything you want to know about me right now, buddy, is it.
Do you still have 20/20 vision?
I do.
Fuck you.
Although... If I'm being honest,
please.
I've noticed at nighttime it starts to get a little blurry, but it's okay. I don't have to go to the doctor yet, right? I can still. I mean, I haven't had any car accidents or anything.
Yeah.
I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
Are you sure that that's just not like the sun going down that you're experiencing?
No, it's just I think my vision's starting to go, and I don't want to find out from a doctor that that's true. So I haven't gone in.
How long has it been?
Like a year.
That's not too bad.
I know, but I know they're gonna say I don't have perfect vision anymore. It's too real.
Yeah, but think of how long you've gone with 20/20 vision.
Yeah, all 30 years I've been alive. Alive.
Oh no, who's slurring now? What about your teeth? Do you have any cavity? You had a cavity yet?
No cavities yet.
Fuck you again.
No cavities yet. But I'm distraught.
Mm-hmm.
Because my son has a funky tooth.
What do you mean?
He has a funky tooth. His 6-year molars came in.
Like a snaggle tooth?
I'm talking about
like
HTT.
Like one with a hole in it?
I'm not
going to
say his full name because it's
still
depressing.
Okay. Here's a question. Sidetrack. Are we still going with Harry Donald Trump?
Don't say it out loud.
Because
on the podcast, we had code names for our children.
Yeah.
For those of you who are uninitiated, so that we could freely talk about our children.
Right.
Without.
My family is pretty private. Like my wife, Amy, prefers to keep like
that's
kids'
her
faces
code name.
Off the. No, that's her name. Keep the kids' faces off the internet. You know, just like let them make that decision when they get older.
Yeah.
So I think I kind of initiated that, but. So we giving them code names. So we can talk about
My kids' code names were Harry Donald Trump because when he was born on the podcast,
he had fabulous hair,
amazing hair.
So why did we call him?
And then Terminator was my daughter, because
right?
She was and is indestructible.
Dangerous, yeah.
Your kids were Hamlet. Because he's a drama.
He's very introspective and deep thoughts. Mm-hmm. And then my daughter was Romper Stomper.
Mm-hmm.
Because she too was a hellraiser. Nothing was going to stop her. She just tramped right
through life. But then politics happened, and now Harry Donald Trump is. We're not political on
not
the
at
show,
all. Regardless,
but it's
of
a
what
loaded
you think.
Term.
It's so charged.
It's charged.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So we don't want to offend.
And nobody. I mean, one thing we can agree on: he doesn't have great hair. And your son has great hair.
It does.
So it doesn't really feel accurate anymore.
So I've been calling him HDT.
Uh huh.
But. We all know what that stands for, so I don't know. Maybe we should change his name, his code name, I mean. I'm not going to legally change my son's real
name.
Well,
I'm going to change my son's nickname right here and right now.
You're doing it.
Yes. Romper Stomper, I think, is still good. I think my son I'm going to refer to as the Professor now.
The Professor?
Yeah.
Is that like a Professor X sort of... powerful but quiet kind of figure, or is it a nutty professor sort of a vibe?
I think I wasn't going Sir Patrick Stewart, but I think that's accurate. Yeah.
Is your son bald?
No, he has gray hair too.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I need another name for my son that is hirsute.
He's so cool though. Like your son looks like
he's
a hipster.
Cool.
He skateboards. He's got floppy hair.
Yeah.
Handsome kid.
Yeah, I don't know. Ringo Starr.
Ringo Starr?
I don't know. He has bushy hair. And
Keanu.
Keanu's pretty good.
Pretty good.
Let's put it to a Twitter vote. Guys, go to Twitter right now. I don't know if that's a thing. Maybe we'll do it.
You are going
to
get so many tweets about those names.
If you want to vote for Keanu Reeves for the name of my son...
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and tweet at Brian Foster and hashtag Keanu. And if you want to vote for, what was the other one? Ringo Starr. Go ahead and tweet at Marisha Ray, hashtag Brian Foster. It'll be a confusing poll, but it will work.
Is HDT still on the table? Can they vote for that?
Sure. We'll put up if you want to keep HDT.
Right.
Go ahead and go to Instagram.
Yeah.
And post a picture of yourself with a wig, hashtag Liam O'Brien.
Yeah, please set that bar really, really high.
It's gonna be. We'll compile all the results, and it's gonna be great. Mm. It's gonna be real great. How did we get on this topic?
I don't know. I'm just so glad to have this. To have this time with you because you're a goblin.
Oh, yes.
And I'm a Zimnian wizard for the majority of our time together these days. And before that, I was, get it.
I can't.
Flies in the studio. Get away from my wine.
Goodbye. You live today, sir.
Mm.
But yeah, it's great to see you and just be totally real because there's nothing realer than two guys wearing makeup on a set.
Surrounded by people.
Surrounded by a crew.
Yeah.
Talking into rented microphones.
Aww. It's just like the day we met.
Yeah. All right.
Well, Sam, we've learned a lot about each
other. Are we wrapping up this episode already?
I have no idea how it
goes. I don't know how this show goes. What time is it? What do we do now? Marisha, what happens? Oh, God, that camera's still moving. This is horrifying. I thought we were alone there for a second.
We're figuring this out.
Yeah.
And somewhere by the end of this season?
Yeah, it's a season.
Season?
We're going to do at least 3 of these. That can constitutes a season.
Between now and 2021?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Somewhere between now and 2021, we'll figure out if there's a format for this show.
Mm-hmm. Well, we know what works, right? What works is...
Do we?
We mentioned Laura Bailey at least once.
Right, right. That's a go-to.
Yeah. Uh-huh. We do something fun, but that we're bad at.
That's most things.
Yes. We drink some booze. We look at each other's butts and balls. We haven't done that part of the show yet. And then we wrap it up with a little wrap up.
A little wrap up.
Uh-huh.
Of our butts and balls.
Uh-huh.
That's the show.
That's the show. It's a guaranteed format.
You know what? Can I tell you something on the way out of the house today?
Yes.
My wife, Amy, does not watch the 8,000 hours of us playing Dungeons & Dragons, but she did say, like, I'm really interested in this. I can't wait to see how this show goes.
She wants to see All Work, No Play?
She wants to see All Work,
oh,
No
boy.
Play.
Oh, boy. We should redo this ending right now,
so
then. Liam, before we go,
yes,
we should end this show like we always do.
Mm-hmm.
By paying homage to the people who really make our lives work.
Right. Like Jane Goodall.
No, I was thinking about our wives and families.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
The wind beneath our wings. Your Amy.
Mm-hmm.
My...
Harry Donald.
Yeah. My Quien. Mm-hmm. They're wonderful ladies.
Strong women.
Powerful and intelligent, independent women who should keep letting us do this show because we get to have fun together and act like it's work.
Mm.
Right?
I only have strong, fierce women in my life. I don't have any other kind.
Good.
It's my favorite kind of person, to be honest.
A strong, fierce woman?
Yeah.
My favorite kind of person is that, but that looks like you.
Carry the one.
Liam, I had a lot of fun with you today on this show.
Yeah.
If it is a show. And I hope that we get to do more.
They'll let us do at least one more.
All right.
For services rendered in the past.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe the next one will be better.
Okay.
All right. Do we shake?
Do we shake?
I don't know what happens here.
This is a show.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
And remember, you always signed off with something. You always said something. And remember, don't work too hard.
I don't remember anything. What was it? It was...
this is the most awkward thing.
Salamat.
Salamat salam.
Malam. Oh, man. Sorry, Malaysia.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a comment, and rate this podcast on iTunes or wherever you are listening. Watch us live every Friday at 7 p.m. Pacific on twitch.tv/CriticalRole or on Sundays at youtube.com/CriticalRole. And remember, don't work too hard. Bye.